Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. The results of India's elections are in, but some believers see trouble ahead. Then physical fitness helps native young people serve God with their whole lives. We'll explain what we mean in just a few minutes. And we'll begin today in India, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi has won a third term in office, securing another 5 years of Hindu nationalist rule. Modi is only the second PM in India's history to gain a third term. His party secured the majority of votes needed to form a government, despite a stronger-than-expected challenge from the opposition. David with A3 says the years ahead will not be easy for believers under BJP rule.
They've been systematically working towards establishing a Hindu Rashtra, or a nation which predominantly is going to be a theocratic form of a democracy. They have also been working systematically to change the constitution so as to openly declare that India is a Hindu nation.
The oppression of religious minorities rose significantly during the decade of Modi and BJP rule.
We see in the rural part of India extreme persecution. People have actually fled. The churches have shut down.
And more persecution could be on the way.
They might try to push for a national level anti-conversion law. They have successfully implemented stringent anti-conversion laws in the states where they are ruling.
Pray that local church leaders will invest in training and discipleship as help from groups like A3 becomes more difficult to obtain. Next, nestled between northern India, Iran, and Afghanistan, Pakistan hosts varied landscapes, hundreds of different people groups, and dozens of languages. AMG International's Brian Dennett says the religious topography is a little more uniform.
There's 240 million people, 98% of them Muslim, and just 1% are Christian.
Although 99% of Pakistan's people groups are unreached, it's not easy for believers to share their faith.
The small minority of Christians face discrimination and persecution for their belief in Jesus.
Pakistan needs Jesus, and AMG has a plan to reach them with the gospel.
Back in 2018, we started a Bible training school, and we've now had 123 graduates, 35 just in this past March. Of those 35, 10 would consider themselves called to be national missionaries, and we want to resource and support them to go out to 50 communities that are currently unreached.
Church planters need your help to bring the gospel where it's never been before. We'll connect you to AMG at missionnews.org.
We're hoping to raise up self-sustaining churches, but it definitely takes resources to get them going. Of these graduates, most of them came from the more than 50 churches that we've planted in the last 5 years.
And finally, how fit are you for service to God? On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, helps its students make sure they're physically fit, among other things. Program coordinator Nick Liu says,
one of the things that we are really passionate about is discipleship, but a holistic approach. Some of the things that we tend to see in the capital C church is a focus on some of the obvious things, right? Like, hey, don't drink and don't smoke. And those things are, yes, very much important, but there seems to be a neglect on taking care of your body, what you're putting into it, being active.
The newly built Leadership Center for On Eagle's Wings includes a gymnasium. As part of the internship program, native young people participate in 3 days of personal fitness each week. It helps them learn how they can avoid physical limitations, such as shortness of breath or injuries, that could one day keep them from full days of ministry. This need to value both spiritual and physical fitness points back to Jesus.
He didn't walk this tightrope of this is spiritual and this is humanity. He existed in both.
Pray that students joining the leadership training program this July will become fit in every respect to serve God. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.